drum roll, meeting May 5th, 1977, 4 p.m., room 257, State Capitol. Committee will be considering for referral House Bill 3294, House Bill 3300, House Bill 3301, House Bill 3302, House Bill 3303, House Bill 3304, Senate Bill 29, Senate Bill 444, Senate Bill 718, Senate Bill 751, Senate Bill 824, Senate Bill 867, Senate Bill 1034.
Do you have any idea where Rickerson's put down to?
I don't. I haven't heard of it.
Let's not start for a few more minutes. I'd like to have him here. Meeting come to order. Under the first tab, you'll see the bills that are on the agenda for today. There's two on there that I want to have more information on, so I don't intend to bring up today for action. That's 3301 and 1034. And the reason is I don't intend to have to happen so much, but I just haven't had time to get through all of them. I had some questions on those too. Okay, we'll start out. Talk about a procedure. I talked to Representative Magruder about a procedure. I guess I should say he asked me what procedure we would follow on this. As we take these up as they're on the agenda, I'll ask for a motion from you, members, for a sentence. Representative Magruder.
Senate Bill 29, Committee on Judiciary.
Okay. Do you want the titles read to the bills before those motions are accepted, or those motions are voted on? You're all aware of Senate Bill 29? Let's see, that came out of Judiciary in the Senate. And the motion to send judiciary in the House. Any discussion?
Questions?
Questions call for? Clerk will call roll. We're going to use up some paper in this committee.
Grinnell?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Magruder?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Kulongoski?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Martin.
I move Senate Bill 444 to the Committee on Elections.
Motion is to send Senate Bill 444 to the Elections Committee. Came out of Elections and Senate side. I have no request for any committee, so is there any discussion? Hearing none, clerk will call roll.
Grinnell?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Magruder?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Kulongoski?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Carries unanimously.
Chairman?
Senate Bill 718.
Chairman, I'd like to make a suggestion here, or I'll make a motion and I'd like to speak to it. I'd like to refer Senate Bill 718 to the Judiciary Committee as opposed to the staff recommendation. And I'd like to explain.
Yes, go ahead and explain your motion.
The reason for this is that in looking at this, I think the main item attacked in this bill or addressed in this bill is vertical integration of insurance companies, which is something the Judiciary Committee really would be best equipped to judge. I'm not talking about the issue addressing here, but it does refer directly to the possible vertical integration of insurance companies, which under Oregon law is not allowed. Because that legal question, the Judiciary Committee would be the best committee to address it.
How do our members on the Judiciary Committee feel about that?
Well, I think Roger's probably correct in what he's saying.
Rick, are you in Judiciary? You're not?
No, it's not raising it.
Chairman, Representative Donnell.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, we have a number of bills in our committee, of course, dealing with insurance and motor vehicle insurance, but none of them deal in this general area. And it would seem to me that it wouldn't be advisable for us to get into that either. I think that travel with Representative Martin and Representative Kulongoski are right.
Further discussion? Jerry, is there any discussion?
Question.
Questions called for. The motion is to send Senate Bill 718 to the Judiciary Committee. Clerk will call the roll.
Brunel?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
McGruder?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Kulongoski?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Chairman?
Senate Bill 751. What? I'm not going to let anybody else make any motion. You're doing such a good job, Roger. I'm kidding.
I'm jealous. You're on. All right.
No, you're moving very...
I've been wanting to do
very
this
case
for many things.
I understand now. Go ahead. Representative Martin moves Senate Bill 751 to
the Judiciary
Committee. Is there any discussion? I haven't had time to even read the titles that fast.
Talking about writs, we better send it to writ experts.
No further discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Brunel?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
McGruder?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Kulongoski?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Senate Bill 824 relating to housing authorities.
Is there any recommendation from that? From members?
No. We haven't had a recommendation from
members. No members have made any recommendations at all yet. They will after a day or two.
Move to state government operations.
Forward.
Forward.
Excuse me. You said Senate Bill 824. That wasn't one of the ones you said you wanted to hold over until later.
No.
Yes.
1034 you were talking about.
I said 1034.
Excuse me. Did you mean 1034?
We said 824 should have been on that list, too. I've got it marked, but I didn't read it. It was one of those that I wanted to hold off. I'm sorry.
Well, you want to hold off on 824?
Yeah, I said 1034, 3301. I should have 824 on it. It's marked on the list here. I just didn't...
All right. But you do want to hold 1034 over, too.
824, and 3301. I would like to hold up till next meeting. I'm sorry. I'd like to put that off the agenda.
867, then?
So we have to dispose of Representative Martin's motion.
I withdraw it.
Okay. Senate Bill 867, relating to public bonds.
Over to state government operations. For the subsequent referral to Ways and Means, there's a fiscal impact of a potential.
$244,000 fiscal impact.
Quarter of a million.
Okay. Representative Martin moves Senate Bill 867 to State Government Operations and Waste Subsequent Referral to Waste and Means Committee. Any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Brunel?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
McGruder?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Kulongoski?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. House Bill 3294.
Mr. Chairman, I know I can do them all.
Representative Bell.
I move House Bill 3294 to the MPD.
3294 relates to civil procedure.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Motion to send to the Judiciary Committee. Is there any discussion?
Question.
Questions called for. Clerk will call the roll.
Brunel?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
McGruder?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Kulongoski?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. House Bill 3300, relating to property taxation. Now, it relates to property taxation, but it's not at the state level. It has to do with, let me read the title. Authorizes county governing bodies to abate or refund interest charge with respect to ad valorem taxes. The taxpayers present satisfactory evidence that they did not receive actual notice the tax was due.
The local chairman.
Move it.
Intergovernmental Affairs.
Representative Martin moves House Bill 3300 to Intergovernmental Affairs. Any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Grinnell?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Magruder?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Kuladowski?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
He wanted to bring up one of the...
I haven't understood yet why you've held on to 1034.
I was looking into the fiscal impact on it.
The retroactive reserve out of
it. Yeah. Trying to decide whether the fiscal impact on it, because I haven't had time to review it, only just a few minutes. The fiscal impact statement says $640,000. I was trying to decide whether or not it should go to Ways and Means for subsequent referral, but I hadn't made that decision yet.
It isn't a... nothing.
It's not a general fund appropriation, isn't it an employee-employer contribution?
Well, that's what I didn't have a chance to read.
No, that's what it is.
Maybe a pure labor bill, similar to others.
That's what I'm saying, is we passed them out of our committee dealing with the same fund.
Would the chairman mind if we...
No, that was simply my concern, was whether or not...
I had staff look into it, and it does deal with the reserve fund, retroactive reserve fund, and I think it's the kind of issue that labor ought to deal with, and I would still move.
So it needs to subsequent referral to AOI, then.
No.
I shouldn't say those kind of things, should I?
No, we're supposed to be.
Okay.
Hesitant and tentative and not very humorous. You're ruining our image.
Right. Senate Bill 1034, then. I'll go back to that.
That queasy smile.
Motion to send Senate Bill 1034 to the Labor Committee. Any discussion?
Question.
Clerk will call the roll.
Grinnell?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Magruder?
Wilhelm? Aye.
Kuladowski?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Now we're down to 3302, relating to taxation.
Mr. Chairman. I'll move down to the Committee on Revenue.
Okay, the motion is to... I can't quite keep up with you guys.
That bill, similar bills traditionally are considered by the Committee on Revenue.
Okay.
My only question would be if...
has Revenue Committee been receiving those bills in that
transportation
area?
It's kind of a draw. Transportation is reviewing all
3302.
Not one, two.
What'd you do with one? You're going to hold one.
3301 I wanted to look at. I just haven't had time to. So on 3302, it was... Right. Appropriated literary, benevolent, charitable, and scientific institutions, and religious and fraternal organizations to pay fire protection. No,
they've got all those. Yeah, we have them all.
They do.
Question.
Okay, the motion is to send it to Revenue Committee. 3302 to Revenue Committee. Clerk will call the roll.
Grinnell?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Magruder?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Kuladowski?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Maybe 6 heads are better than one after all. House Bill 3303 of the Committee on Revenue and School Finance, relating to property taxation. For purposes of property taxation, freezes the value of homesteads of persons 65 years of age and older, providing that true cash value of homesteads does not exceed $50,000 and so on.
Revenue, Mr. Chairman.
Motion is to send 3303 to the Revenue Committee. Is there any discussion?
Question.
Questions called for? Clerk will call the roll.
Grinnell?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Magruder?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Kuladowski?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. House Bill 3304, relating to assessment of property for taxation. requires fire departments or fire districts to file damage reports to the local government assessor within 30 days after damage or destruction of property by fire or act of God.
Move it to Intergovernmental Affairs, Mr. Chairman.
And that's what it says, referred about four committees.
You know, these relating clocks.
Motion is to what committee, Roger?
Intergovernmental Affairs.
After we vote, I'd just like to make a comment.
You don't want to make it now?
No, well, I can make it now, but I think that I'm not sure that the information that we need is relating clause, because relating clauses really are a long way off the track sometimes. And this,
yeah.
This is an example of, maybe it's not a long way off the track, but it remotely relates, I guess, to the assessment of property for taxation.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Brown.
It obviously has a fiscal impact on local government.
But let me, first of all, explain that a fire district, any time it answers to a fire in the state of Oregon, it has to fill out a form for the state fire marshal's office that has all this information. It seems to be a matter of copying that and sending it to the county assessor. I'm not sure how much paperwork it would be, but that report is made up by state law to the fire marshal already, so I'm not sure that somebody would have to make a decision that has an impact to send a copy to the assessor. And I'm sure the fire district won't like that, but I don't think it's true. I don't think it's the way to me, so.
Is there a motion?
Motion is sent to
Intergovernmental
Affairs. Questions called for? Clerk will call the roll.
Grinnell?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Bruder?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Kuhn-Gosky?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's see. The question was raised whether this committee should also adopt the Monday and Thursday unanimous consent calendar, as Monday and Thursday being the day that those should come up. And just to clarify some questions, operations of the legislature, I think it's a good point if we would do that. I'm asking you.
I want a motion.
I want a motion.
To adopt the consent calendar?
Or to adopt?
Yeah. Or set it?
To approve Monday and Thursday as unanimous consent calendar day.
I so move, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, the motion is to adopt Monday and Thursday as unanimous consent calendar day. Any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Grinnell?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Bruder?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Kuhn-Gosky?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Do any other business to come before the committee?
Just one of these done any
more. No, go ahead.
Have we done anything further about obtaining certain bills from the speaker that we have?
No, I'm sorry. I meant to get to him before the meeting today, and I just didn't do it.
We could, and I don't know if you want to do it. This was, somebody had researched this on what it would take to.
Yeah. I'd like
and
to.
It's simply a motion. I don't know if it's necessary, but it would clarify there's an authority under Mason.
We have the authority under Mason to approve.
If this motion is approved.
Is there any way other than a motion that they could be?
I don't know.
Would you let me check that, please, and let me talk to him in a future? Simply we'll do it this.
I don't think he's got a problem with doing it. I think we just, you know.
Well, my question is whether we can do that, whether he can just hand the bill over to the committee without some kind of official action.
Which this would
be. I'm going to ask Winton about that. Winton, do you think he can or cannot? Or do you know?
I think he could.
If he gives us all the bills, well, in the first place, he could just assign him to the Rules Committee, couldn't he?
Certainly. He could refer him to the Rules Committee.
That's what I mean.
Now,
we could refer them to another committee.
Well, just a technical question. I don't want to have it come back and bite us later on. Let's make sure that we do it according to.
Let me check. I promise you we'll act on it no later than Monday's meeting of this committee.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I have one other, on another order of business.
Okay, Representative Wilhelm?
There was a, as I recall, now this committee is under obligation to appoint a new conference committee. There's a bill that we had on the floor today which conference committee report fails. Now, we aren't, as I recall, in our rules, we're not under any obligation time-wise as far as appointing a conference.
The reason we didn't even put it on agenda day was because of the 24-hour notice thing. So it could be done, well, it couldn't be done by tomorrow morning's meeting.
Mr. Chairman,
it would have to be Monday's meeting to be have a 24-hour notice.
Mr. Chairman,
I have an inquiry into that regard. Would it require a rule change, or could it simply be done as a matter of business that when a conference committee report is not adopted, I mean, that's obvious notice that a new conference committee has to be appointed. Now, I guess that we wouldn't have to do that immediately on our motion, but it seemed to me that would be a logical next order of business for this committee.
You may have a point. I think our rules address themselves only to legislation, do they not? Not the conference committees themselves, the 24-hour notice.
Got a point there, Bill.
Clinton says that's correct.
Well, as far as the conference committee,
your conference committee rule states that when the conference committee has been appointed, the chairman of the conference committee will notify the speaker of when they're going to meet. The speaker, of course, will announce the time and post it outside. Well, there's no 24-hour notice as far as the conference.
The conference committee itself is dealing with the legislation, where we're only talking about the conferees.
I think you're supposed to get to the 24 hours.
You think we are?
I think you are, unless the rules committee might want to appoint the chairman as the individual who would appoint the conferees.
I don't think they trust me that far yet.
Maybe the chairman could announce it on the floor of the House.
We better stick with a 24-hour notice until I have time to have Kathleen or somebody look over there, Jerry. She's cold. Do you have a determination right now, Kathleen?
I've lost the question.
Okay. The question is to name a conference committee. Does this committee have to give 24 hours notice of the meeting of which it will announce those conferees?
That's part of what I agree with.
Like
the
bar.
Yeah, agree not to disagree. Okay, Monday morning's meeting. Gary will put it on the agenda for Monday morning's meeting for concrete. For the business, come before the committee.
For a return address.
Is it in Mason that where it talks about what action comes after a conference committee report fails? Now the motion this morning was not to
not to concur, not to adopt.
No, the motion was to adopt, and that motion failed.
So you dissolve.
And the rules don't talk about that specific situation. The rules talk about when you accept one or when the conferees can't get together to and report back.
And then how is it not agreed?
I was just wondering what the reference
check it out with counsel. Why would there be no reference to the meeting to an hour?
What's the reference in the rule?
Is all the counsel.
Okay, well, the question of extending logic, I understand, but it's not specifically stated in the rule.
Representative Plungo.
Mr. Chairman, I've had an inquiry that why the committee's action yesterday, and people are interested to know that it appears that the speaker had given prior approval of bills to be introduced. They are back and they have them, and he has in essence signed off on them. But they want to know, do they have to come back to this committee now to have them introduced.
I thought
was the action taken.
I thought we made that policy statement yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't know if we were doing that because of Representative Ragsdale. Or in fact, that was the policy of the committee, that those bills that have had the speaker's prior approval to be introduced can be introduced, and then they will, after they're in growth, they'll be referred to this committee.
My interpretation of yesterday's action was that was a general policy by the committee, not just for Representative Ragsdale's committee, but for all the committees.
Okay, thank you.
Never mind, I guess Representative Wilhelms is willing to do a little more research on that point. I am. I was just curious on Thompson.
I suggest maybe we research that and look into it next year.
Okay, the meeting adjourned.